you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
Now, before you continue, this episode may have some language that is sensitive or offensive to others. So, listen at your own risk. I know Mitra normally does the topics, but I actually came up with this topic, which is why not speak up when, hold on, shoot, what is it?
When to speak up be silent. Ow, see, I still did it, and she came up with it.
Yes, why stay silent when you should speak up?
Hello.
And I'm going to tell you why. It's because it's a person that I know, mm-hmm. without giving too much detail. They never speak up for themselves. And I know I used to be guilty of not speaking up for myself as well. But when you actually see you and another person, it's like, it makes you question, like, oh my gosh, why don't you, like, why wouldn't I speak up for myself back then? Now that I do it now, it's,
And you will too. Good gracious, honey. Sometimes I'll be like, you gonna say all that?
But it makes you wonder. It makes you wonder, you know, even though I said that I've done it, but everybody's experience on why they do it is different. Go ahead.
So if I could speak on it, I can say that me, when I used to do it, it was a lack of confidence.
That's
I just didn't have the confidence that I have now. It might have been a little bit of low self-esteem. Just because it takes a lot to speak up for yourself and to put yourself on Front Street and to, you know, call somebody out on their bullshit, period. Yeah.
And that's very true, especially for those who don't know how to defend themselves. They're afraid of the consequence that may come behind it by speaking up for themselves.
Right. And some people just don't like conflict or
as well.
Something that may rock the boat. And it's not necessarily conflict, but a lot of people just don't want to rock the boat. And at this point in my life, my age, the way I'm feeling, the way God has been to me, I will rock that motherfucker. And if you fall off, that's on you, bitch.
That's on you. I get it. But you know what? You hit the nail on the head. It is a lack of confidence.
Well, that was for me. I don't know about others.
But I feel like that's a part of it, though.
For me, it was. And it could be, you know, somebody, okay, let's look at it from this point of view. It could be somebody in a workplace who thinks that they want to remain professional. Because I've had that too. Let's talk about it. I've had it where I've had a superior over me that was very, very disrespectful. But the hierarchy, I just didn't want to put myself in a bad situation where someone would possibly try to punish me for speaking up for myself because they were my superior. Mm-hmm. So it could be that as well. Because I think I've dealt with that as well too. Like, I just didn't want to cause myself, I didn't want to make my bed and just make it hard for me to have to go to work every day.
That's true. Let's speak on that. Especially in the work environment. Sometimes it can be hard to speak up for yourself, especially if you need your job and you're afraid of losing it.
Not even that. If it's your superior who is unprofessional and not, I mean, it's easy for me to speak to my peers, but when you have a superior who's being disrespectful or a superior who is not playing by the rules, it's hard to approach that situation because overall, they're your direct report. I mean, you're their direct report and you don't want those repercussions because they may say, oh, I'm not retaliating. I just made this change. You know that it's retaliation, but you can't prove that it's retaliation.
And that's very true. That's very true. You can't. So it's like, what do you do next?
Right.
That, you know, or, you know, you could be in a relationship with someone and not even like a romantic relationship, but you can be in a relationship with, I ain't gonna say in a relationship, but you could be
have a relationship like a friendship.
Friends. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Friends and stuff like that. And you might feel like you can't speak up, and some people you have to walk on eggshells with.
And I have people like that in my life as well. And sometimes you just have to limit your exposure to them or limit their access to you, because I don't feel like anyone should have to walk on eggshells with anybody, because listen, this is my life. And I feel like sometimes we have people in our life, you know, that are inconsiderate, that don't respect your time. And I'll say this once, I said it before, time is the most expensive thing you can waste of mine, because once time is gone, you can never get it back. That 5 minutes that you took wasting my time with that bullshit, I will never get that back. That 3 months you acted like you were my friend and just wanted information, I will never get that back. So me, I feel like time is so expensive, and I don't want to give somebody access to my time if they're not taking me serious and they're not making me a priority if I'm making them a priority.
Absolutely. 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 So I feel like being silent is more detrimental than anything.
It really hurts you. It does, because at the end of the day, it hurts you more than it helps you, because you're basically teaching someone how to treat you. And I'll say this again, I've said this often as well, like, you teach people how to treat you. If you allow them to waste your time, if you allow them to come in, say you have a brunch date with a girlfriend and she shows up an hour late. You've been there for an hour waiting on this person, and you don't give her any repercussions for that hour, then she's going to do it again. So me, honestly and truly, I've gotten to the point, like, so I have been to like events where like maybe a baby shower or a birthday party or something that, you know, I just wanted to go show my face, give a gift, whatever have you. And the event doesn't start to like 2 or 3 hours late. And it's like, okay, I'm dropping my gift off. And, you know, I had some other things to do today. So I'm showing my face, I'm giving my gift, and I'm out. So you don't allow that person to use your entire day. If you were there on time, and I feel like on time is early, so at least 5 to 10 minutes early. If you get there on time and their event is 2 hours late or 3 hours late, listen, after the first 30 minutes, if we ain't started something, I'm dropping my gift off or dropping my contribution off and I'm leaving, because I really think that's inconsiderate.
No, I agree. Or I have been in these type of situations when I didn't do well with speaking up for myself. Say you helping someone out by picking them up, and you're sitting in your car for a very long time waiting on them, doing them a favor, and they don't even have the decency to say, hey, I'm running late, or right, something like that.
Absolutely. I had that very situation happen to me where I was sitting out in a car for like 3 to 4 hours waiting on somebody. I did it because I volunteered to do it, But I told myself I would never again. If you tell me it's going to take you an hour and I call you and I'm like, hey, you know, we got 15 minutes left. Are you going to be out? And you tell me yes and you're not, I'm leaving. Hey, sis, I had to go. Hey, bro, I had to go. I couldn't wait because I had other things to do. I had other things on my calendar for today. You told me you would be done at 9 o'clock. Here it is 9:15 and I have another appointment at 10 o'clock. So I must leave. You're going to have to figure something out. And a lot of times people are not expecting that. And when you do that, they'll respect your time. Like I said, you have to teach some people how to treat you.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember that this was, I want to say maybe 6-7 years ago. I was going to, and this, I was going out on a date with a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to meet him and then we was going to ride in his car off to dinner. So I get there. He stayed like, he was like 45 minutes away. Like, no, about an hour. So he texted me, said, you know, he was ready. So I was like, okay, I'm on my way. Now, keep in mind, it's going to take me about 45 minutes to an hour to get there, right?
Right.
So I get there, girl.
He's not ready.
I was in my car for a full hour.
You said a full hour or 4 hours?
A full hour.
Girl.
And then the person invited me in, right? So, of course, they had like family members and stuff like that. So I ended up going in, still waiting an extra 30 to 45 minutes. And I felt like that was so disrespectful because
it is.
Why would you tell me you're ready and you're not?
Yeah, it's inconsistent. Like I said, that's one thing that I will never be able to understand or accept. It's inconsiderate people. First of all, if you know, like we said a certain time, and me, the way that I am now, if I tell you I'm going to be there at 2:30, I'm going to be there at 2:25. And if you're not out there by 2:35, I'm out. Because like I said, I'm not wasting my time. It's a lot of inconsiderate people. It's a lot of people who expect things from you that you don't have to do. Honey, just know that fucking with me is a privilege. And if I volunteer to do something for you, I need you to respect my time. I don't want to be sitting out there waiting on nobody. I don't want to be having to call you to figure out where you need to, like, if I'm coming to get you, you need to let me know exactly where you are. I shouldn't be riding around looking for you. You shouldn't be in a building conjugating and talking to other people. You should be out there looking for me. Because look, it's a privilege to be fucking with me. And if I volunteer to come and get you, or I volunteer to help you if your car's like not in commission, like, you have to understand that that's a commitment for me, because I have a whole family at home. I got a whole husband at home and they all have needs too. So me leaving my domicile to come and help you, that's a plus, because I must really love you or really respect you to do that. So don't waste my time.
Correct. And speaking of not being silent when you should speak up, when that happened to me, I should have said something. But
should have left his ass.
Right. But I
canceled that date.
That was the problem. I should have spoke up.
And honestly, I'm not even saying speak up. Sometimes you have to show people with actions, because people, you can talk people to death, and you know, a lot of times it's nothing for somebody to apologize. If that's all they have to do to get you in, it get back in your good graces, they apologize and do it again, and then apologize again, and then do it again. So in order for me, you know, I think that there has to be a reaction. So if I'm here at, if you tell me, hey, I'm ready, and it takes me 45 minutes to get to your house, and I wait now in the car for 30 minutes, I'm just going to call you and be like, hey, let's just reschedule. You know, I'm starting to get tired. I'm getting hungry. I'm just going to grab me something quick because my sugar's low or something. Because I just think like that, I just feel like that's inconsiderate. I cannot wrap my mind around somebody telling you that they're ready and you get there and you have to wait an hour and 45 minutes. That doesn't even make sense to me.
Correct. And here's another thing, Mitra.
Go.
And silent when you should speak up.
Yes, let's talk about it.
I want people to talk to you any kind of way.
Ooh, child, let me tell you something. It is very hard, again, in a professional atmosphere, you know, when it's your superior. I've had superiors lose their mind and think they can talk any kind of way. And honestly, I was silent. And I regret it because the thing is, I taught that person how to treat me and they continue to treat me that way, you know, until I left. So again, you know, if you stay silent, you're basically giving them permission to do those things to you, to speak to you that way, to be disrespectful to you, to abuse your time, to abuse your knowledge and your work ethic, because you stayed silent. Like, you're okay in the behavior. So once upon a time, I thought ignoring it would go away, but it only makes it worse. It only feeds into that behavior.
Yep. And that is so true. And sometimes, even though it might be terrifying to speak up, mm-hmm. you have to start defending yourself. And then on top of that, it's a person that I know who always look for a particular person to always speak up for them. You can't always depend on someone to speak up for you because right. they're not going to always be there.
Right.
There's going to come a time where you're going to have to do it.
Absolutely. And the thing is, too, you have to respect yourself enough to say, hey, I'm going to speak up for me today. It's time to start being selfish. It's time for me to take up for me, you know, and if it comes with repercussions, it just comes with repercussions. But no superior should be able to disrespect somebody, yell at somebody, disrespect them in any kind of way in a work atmosphere. So, I mean, it's just unprofessional. And if someone does that, I mean, it needs to be addressed.
Correct.
ASAP. Because again, you're teaching that person that it's okay to talk to you any kind of way. You're teaching that person that they can disrespect your time, they can disrespect you, and you'll still do the work. And that's not right.
Yep. It's not okay. It's definitely not okay. And I even witnessed a person who accepted certain things that they felt like it was beneath them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they accepted some things that they wasn't okay with and they should have spoken up. Things that made them uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been guilty of that as well.
I have as well. I mean, I think a lot of times, like I said, we don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to cause conflict. We just don't want to... Me as a person, I don't like conflict. I'm just gonna be honest. I don't like conflict. Are disagreements healthy? Yes. However, some people just don't handle disagreements or agreeing to disagree well. Some folks think that they're always right and that the opposing person is always wrong. So sometimes you just can't have those healthy conversations with people because they can't accept accountability and they're always going to point the finger.
Facts.
So again, you just have to don't stay silent. Like, and even if you need to rehearse, if you need to meditate and get your thoughts right, if you need to woosah, count the three, two, one, two, three, what the heck is bothering me? If you need to do a mantra or something to get your mind right so you can talk about it. Because me, I think I have issues too when there's a dilemma or there's an issue or problem. Like, I jump into attack mode and I don't have to. You know, T, I raise my voice. I just get, you know, I get all agitated. And again, you don't have to do all of that. All you have to do is, you know, take a deep breath and say, hey, you know, I don't like the way you handled that. Or again, this is something that I like to practice. not necessarily putting blame on the other person, but saying, hey, Tanisha, the way you were late to the podcast the other day made me feel like you didn't respect my time. Do you mind just putting a calendar invite on your calendar so you can remember our podcast? You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can you put it on your calendar and not be late again? No, I'm just playing. But that, y'all, I'm talking about me. That was me last week. But what I'm saying is, I didn't say I didn't come at you saying, T, you was late. I said, you know, Tanisha, I didn't like the way it felt when we didn't start on time. That way it takes you out of the equation. It's me that I'm talking about. It made me feel like you didn't respect my time. And a lot of people are able to digest it better when you chop it up that way.
Yeah.
Some people can't handle the accusations right off gate. And you know, I think it may be a defense mechanism when somebody or someone may feel attacked when you say you. But I've learned that even in my marriage, like, it's not always about me. And sometimes somebody's reaction is not mine.
So, Mitra, with all this being said, what are your takeaways when it comes to this whole conversation?
My takeaways are, speak up for yourself even when it's uncomfortable. It may be uncomfortable at the time being, but you will respect yourself a lot more. It will show that you're not a pushover, and it'll show people to respect you, your time, and just you as a whole. Because I can say that the person that I am today, the woman that I am today, happy International Women's Month. Hey,
yes.
The woman that I am today, honey, I will not let a lot of stuff fly, because respect me. I try to respect people. I try to practice cognitive empathy, where I put myself in somebody else's shoes. I can physically put myself in your shoes and think about how you would feel. And a lot of times if one would practice that, it would solve a lot of problems. Like, you would be shocked if you just truly treated people how you wanted to be treated. And I'm not saying that to be cliche-ish, but genuinely, if you treat people exactly how you want to be treated, you would see a big difference. And I've practiced that here for a long time. It has taken me some time, but I decided in my life that no matter how someone treats me, I'm still going to treat them how I want to be treated. And if it means somebody, you know, spitting in my face, and I'm still being nice, and I'm not meaning literally, but I've had people treat me bad. And, you know, a lot of people say, I'm giving the same energy that they giving me. I'm giving you the same energy. You don't have to do that, because this is something that I've learned. If you try to give them the same energy, you're just going to fail. But if you give them the energy that you want, God will handle them.
Absolutely.
Or whatever higher power you believe in, the universe has a way of correcting itself. I've seen karma full circle in like so many ways, mm-hmm. like within the past month. It's like karma really, and me, I believe in God. So I know that God has really turned some tables, and he will really bless you in the presence of your enemies if you let him. But you have to be obedient and continue to treat people how you want to be treated. Use that golden rule. Like I said, I'm not trying to be cliche-ish, but if you really genuinely treat people how you want to be treated, God will move so many mountains for you. You won't have to open your mouth. You won't have to speak negatively against anybody. He will correct all of that in your face, and you will just be, honestly, can I share with you guys something? My bad, T. I know these takeaways, but I done got on my tangent, girl.
No, go.
So the other day, like, I've been battling with some issues, several issues, for a couple of years, and I finally decided to stop trying to do it my way and let God take over. Mm-hmm. And when I decided to do that, that was the best decision I ever made, because I literally have cried with like 4 or 5 times this month. Not because I'm sad, not because I'm upset, not because I feel defeated, but because I am crying tears of joy because God has pulled me to places that I never thought I would see. Mm-hmm. And honestly and truly, like I'm saying, if you stop trying to handle it your way, and again, use those concepts, cognitive empathy, and treat people how you want to be treated, mm-hmm. your whole life will change.
Amen.
That is it for me. But those are my takeaways. Speak up for yourself. Just do it respectfully. You know, sometimes you might have to take a breath. You might have to walk away. Or you may even have to send it in a text message or an email. Sometimes an email and text, the tone can be off. So, I mean, if you feel like you can't do it in person, because me, I get the stuttering. My words be, I be using the wrong words and stuff. Can't get my words out. Like, I don't know. But it is important that you stand up for yourself, because if you don't, nobody will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I ain't got no takeaways, because you don't said all mine.
Oh, okay, girl. Girl, this was right up my alley. Like, I needed this topic. God was working through you to bring all of this into fruition, because this was divine intervention for our listeners, y'all. And this is just me, Mitra, coming to you. If you are battling with something, like, stop trying to handle it yourself. Don't handle it yourself. Because when you do it, it messes everything up.
Absolutely.
Let God do
Absolutely. It. Let him work.
Amen.
Yes. Because the moment you keep messing, trying to fix things
yourself, you make it worse. I made my situation 10 times worse. But when I prayed and I let go and I said, I'm done. I'm going to let you do it. And he handled it. And he's continuing to handle it.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. So,
okay.
All right. Well, we really hope that you all enjoyed this conversation.
Absolutely.
Continue to listen to us on all of our platforms. Mm-hmm. If you're unsure of what platforms to go to, you can always go to our website to get the links. And that is www.nogossipwithadashjusttalk.com.
Ow. And listen, we don't gossip. We just talk.
Exactly.
And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak, that is TENISHAP with a double EK .com, and grab your books today. Ciao for now.
It's Grady Baby Podcast. What's up? It's Derek and Mitra from It's Grady Baby Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at @its_grady_baby_. Give us your feedbacks. Give us topics. We want to hear from you. Shout out scenarios. Check out our latest segment from last week. You won't be disappointed.
So I pull it out and just show it to you. I don't even say nothing.
He's sticking his head, struggling to get something out of me, and just gets it out in my face. And of course, I'm like, oh shit.